Save big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Our next item is not suitable for little ears. Some listeners will find it distressing. The family of County Armagh woman Natalie McNally say they fear that her killer may have fled across the border. The 32-year-old woman was murdered a week before Christmas and her killer still remains at large. Our chief reporter Barry White joins me now. Barry, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
You've been speaking with Natalie McNally's parents, but maybe first of all you'd remind us what happened in Lurgan on the 18th of December, just before Christmas.
Yeah, Pat, so 18th of December, so tomorrow will mark 1 month since the brutal murder of 32-year-old Natalie McNally in Lurgan in County Armagh. Ms McNally was killed on Sunday, December 18th in her own home in Silverwood Green in Lurgan, and she was 15 months pregnant at the time with a baby boy. I suppose on that Sunday, she spent the day in her parents' house. They watched the World Cup final, and then in the evening, she went back to her own house in Lurgan. And then a few hours later, she was stabbed, beaten and strangled in what police have described as a frenzied attack. And Pat, I've been speaking to Natalie's parents, like you say, Noel and Bernadette McNally. And her father told me his daughter was so badly beaten, he struggled to identify her body.
Well, we were sitting in the house on the Sunday. It was the night of the World Cup final. And me and Natalie sat in this settee here and watched and talked about the football. She didn't seem to have a care in the world. The match went on to extra time and penalty kicks. And then waited till the cup was given out. And she was no hurry home to anything, you know. So then she left the... She went down to the kitchen to talk to Bernard. Bernard gave her wrapping paper for Christmas presents, and she gave her a Christmas card and then says, "I'll see you on Monday or Tuesday," because she had to go to for a scan for about her baby on Tuesday. And we says, "It's okay," and out she went. And a few hours later, she went home to her own home about a mile and a half from here, and about 2 hours later, someone followed her into her house and brutally murdered her.
And as you say, she was brutally murdered.
They had to go down to identify her body, and to tell you the truth, it's just like you see on TV. They take you into a room and they stand behind this curtain, and they pull back the curtain and you see her through a glass window, and she's laying there, and I had to look three or four times to say it was definitely her, you know. And so the person who killed her never just stabbed her. He gave her a terrible death. He battered her head, I think with a blunt instrument, I think the police said. She'd been strangled, but she'd broken bones in her neck. And then she'd been stabbed, I think, twice in the neck. Oh, God.
And that's absolutely heartbreaking. I mean, a father having to do that and scarcely recognising his own daughter. Now, it is a month since that terrible murder. The killer is still out there. So what is the PSNI saying?
Well, Pat, in the aftermath of Natalie McNally's murder, her 32-year-old boyfriend and father of her unborn baby boy was arrested, but he was released unconditionally. And he is not a suspect, and her family say he is devastated and traumatised by what happened. A second man, also aged 32, was arrested on the 21st of December. He was later released pending further inquiries, while a 46-year-old man was arrested last Friday in the South Belfast area. He was also released pending further inquiries. Now, in recent days, fresh video footage was released by the PSNI showing a suspect making his way towards Ms. McNally's front door on the night she was killed. The CCTV video shows a man entering the Silverwood Green area at 8:52 p.m. that night before he's seen walking away at 9:30 p.m. And police say, although poor quality, this footage is crucial in helping detectives link the suspect to Natalie's home. While last week, a search was carried out at the grounds of Silverwood Golf Club, which is near the murder scene, as part of the probe. A business property in the Armagh and Craig Avon area was also visited. A car has also been seized in the Lisburn area, and a large number of house-to-house inquiries have been carried out, as well as around 3,000 hours of CCTV footage has also been seized. But as you say, Pat, the killer is still at large. And Natalie's parents told me they're at a loss as to why anyone would have wanted to hurt their daughter.
She's hard working and enjoyed her job in marketing for TransLink and worked hard, but absolutely not. Just the dog and the two cats was her, you know, her love, and not at all. That's what's even the more shocking. Why would anybody want to do that to her? I could not imagine it for anybody to happen, let alone my Natalie. Like, it's just...
We just can't understand why anyone would want to kill her, you know. It's just a complete mystery why anyone would want to do that to a beautiful young girl.
And I'm sitting here speaking to you both, and I can't even imagine what you're going through. And the longer it goes on, as I say, it's almost 1 month. Yeah. The longer it goes on, does it get harder?
It's like limbo. You're just one day, it seems to just roll into the next, and it's just... gets harder and harder, and you just, yes, as you say, we haven't got no answers why this could happen to her. Like, and I know that she's never coming back, but at least somebody, this person will be taken off the streets, and he doesn't belong in society. Like, and it's just, I don't know, it's just a living nightmare.
A living nightmare indeed. And Barry, Natalie's parents say they just want the person who did this behind bars, because who knows, that person could be a danger to others. The family want anyone with any scrap of information to come forward and give it to the police.
Yeah, but as we said, nobody has been charged and the murderer is still out there. And the family are appealing for anyone with information to go to the police. Natalie's parents also say they fear that the person who did this could have fled across the border or may have even travelled to England, Scotland or Wales. And actually over the weekend, the family are huge Everton fans, and there was an appeal made on the screen at Goodison Park over the weekend because they do fear that the killer may have fled. They also say they believe that there are people out there who know the person who did this, and they may be protecting the killer. And Pat, a £20,000 sterling reward has been offered by Northern Ireland Crime Stoppers, and anyone can contact them anonymously by calling 0800 555 111. And Bernadette and Noel McNally are appealing to anyone who may have information that could help to lead to a conviction to come forward.
It's a continued nightmare that this person hasn't been caught. I know it'll not bring Natalie back, but if we could just get, we had some comfort if we could take this person off the street and give a wee bit of comfort to our neighbours and young girls and everywhere in Ireland, that they might be able to sleep a wee bit more peacefully in their bed.
And do you fear that the person who did this may have tried to flee across the border? Or
obviously, I know there's been a few arrests, but they've been outside the Lurgan area. We haven't been told any information who these people are, or just their ages, you know. So if they could flee from this area, they could flee to any part of Ireland, or even over the border.
If the person who did this is listening, or if someone who is protecting that person is listening, what would you say to them?
I would say you have to give yourself in, give yourself up, and explain why you've done this to this young girl. You're breaking our hearts not knowing why you've done this, and we just beg you to give yourself up to the police, or if anyone knows who you are, whether it's a family member or a friend, they shouldn't be holding loyalty to this person. This person's not a real person. This is an absolute monster that would do this to an innocent wee girl. People that know this person, they don't know what this fella has done to our family and friends. They have devastated so many lives, not just me and Bernard, but not least three brothers and all our friends and relations. and they're all devastated about this here and heartbroken. He's ruined hundreds of lives, never, not just two or three, not just their close family, but all of this town. The people are devastated by this.
And as the time passes by, do you worry that, you know, this, as you say, this monster won't be caught?
Yes, this is my biggest this is
worry.
My
you have to say,
biggest
my
worry.
God,
yeah.
Is he going to get away with this? Like you hear sometimes that it does happen.
This is what goes through my mind all the time, that this nightmare will never end. I know the nightmare of Notley's dying will never end, but the nightmare of him not being caught, we're afraid it might go on forever to our deaths.
The heartbreak of Bernadette and Noel, talking to our chief reporter Barry White. Anyone with any information can contact either the PSNI or indeed the Gardaí with any information.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
They may have. Barry, thank you.
Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Easily transport mulch, stone, and other materials with the Masterforce heavy-duty steel wheelbarrow. Maneuver over any terrain with a 16-inch tire that never goes flat. Saving money on this and all other Masterforce tools exclusively at Menards. Visit us in-store and at Menards.com and see all the great deals going on now in our weekly flyer.
Save money.